Bhai, you said you have been coming to Pashupatinath temple every day almost.
Yeah, almost every day.
For the last 1 year almost.
Yes, more or less, yes.
And so, what do you see and why do you come here?
The first thing is with the energy. It's so powerful.
I want to talk about the real personal feelings and maybe fear or anxiety about your own death when you look at, when you witness death so openly. Do you or do others, you think about your own death more often?
First, we came with nothing and we are living with nothing. So be good, be humble with the person. Like all your egos, attitudes, your money problem, you know, like your money attitudes and all, you know, what happened at the end, you become ash. So when you are good, when you are humble, then lots of people will miss you. They will come for your final rites.
A Hindu who is belonging to this, what we are witnessing right now, he knows that if he lives well, there will be people for, there will be a ceremony. They will release me with so much love and community and family and togetherness.
It's a matter of not about what cultures they are grown up. In my opinion, in my experience, it's like matter how good that person is, how happy, how open, like he is. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not about like he's from Russia and they're like there are millions of like open, friendly Russians.
Yeah.
I have always heard like whenever I talk to English people and like when we talk about Russians, then the English, the reaction for the Russians is like, but whenever I talk about the English people with the Russians, there are no reaction, nothing, like just normal. So that makes the difference, you know. So I would never blame any peoples living in different countries with different culture, but it depends how, what your person is inside you. I would rather go to the this for the final rites. Like whenever I heard like someone died, I just go, and even my mom wants me to go, you know. So it's very important to be a very humble person. It's very important to be a good person in life.
What does it mean to be a good person?
It just means to be like, when you are good with others, they will be happy. It makes their day beautiful. I don't worry about that because this is natural. So as we all say the same things, like, we may die, we are now alive, maybe we may die, we never know. So it's in fact, it's just like that. So not definitely not worried or scared about my own death, but so do about my parents, I do. Because I see many parents, many children cry for their, either for the parents or either the parents cry for the children. And I always pray to God that, God, I don't want these things anytime soon. Because I am here, my parents live so far, and anything happens, so this will be like...
How old are they?
My father is 76.
And your mother?
Mom is 65. So mom has diabetes and father has asthma.
Oh.
So for me, this is like, you know, very challenging. And I don't know why I am here. I was working somewhere where I don't even know what I'm doing.
Do you make peace with your death, but not your parents' death? Or you make peace with death itself, so it doesn't matter if it's my death or my parents' death or the one you're talking to right now, his death?
No, like the fact, if I have to say the fact, then my mother would be always crying if I die before she. So I really hope it will not happen. We never know, but I don't want these things. She will suffer for the lifetime, you know, as I'm not her favorite son. Like, as a son, what should I should sacrifice? But I could never make that fulfill. So, but maybe someday, if I ever get chance, I will definitely. But if I have to give an honest opinion, then I'm not scared of death. Not like, definitely not. It's not that I'm not scared of death, means doesn't mean I will jump on the river or jump from the building. But if the death comes to me, then I have to go. It cannot be stopped. sooner or later we all have to leave this world one day.